and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Yeah. Every step I take, every move I make, every step I take, every move I make, I'm followed by the FBI.
Wow. You went there.
Too soon?
You went there.
Too soon?
That's wild.
Too soon?
Why did you do that?
What? I don't care. What? He didn't. He made the news, not me. Folks, but did he do it? Did he do it?
When you flee the country?
Did diddly do?
When you flee the country?
Mm.
I don't know, man.
It's kind of...
It's not a good look.
Mm-mm.
You're still, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
But it's not a good look.
It's not the greatest look. No. Diddly doodly diddly do. Diddy diddly diddly do. Did he diddly the diddly do of the didgeridoo.
Tongue twister in itself. Mm.
Yeah, I can practice that at home and see how well you do. But young world. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week, another edition, another Good Friday special.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Good Friday tomorrow, which means tonight we sin.
What?
Because tomorrow Jesus rises again.
I don't know but what tonight, kind of podcast you think this is.
We sin. We sin like we wouldn't believe. We go ham, baby. I'm trying to do some ape-ish craziness, not crown nonsense, baby. I'm talking 10 times whatever Diddy was accused of. I'm talking all kinds illegalness and drugs and whatchamacallit. We going ham hard in the paint, and then we repent our sins this weekend.
Oh my God. I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know who you are anymore.
Buddy, I'm a lost cause, baby. I don't know anymore. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Anyways, say hello to the children.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
Happy Thursday.
Mm.
And then if you happen to be listening to this on Friday, then happy Friday. If you happen to be listening to this on the weekend, then happy weekend. Mm. You know, Carlson, I definitely appreciate you hitting in for another episode. Mm. You know, bottom of our hearts. As you can see, the background's changed a little bit, which is nice.
Got a couch.
We're trying to incorporate that into...
I had to make it clear that it wasn't a casting couch.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
No casting couch.
All right.
For now. But,
wow.
You know, just trying to incorporate some of the changes. Yeah, we are still trying to get the new place cleaned up, which is nice. But we're excited for the future of it. So thank you for joining in to another episode. You know, your views and your listens, it keeps Carlos and I going. So thank you. You know, it's funny. I actually have two comments before we start the... podcast.
You quit.
And it came from not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
I was gonna say,
but it came from one of our beloved listeners.
Oh God.
Sierra.
Oh,
Sierra,
this beat is automatics. How many times did you think she got that in her life?
Probably a lot.
Yeah. Poor girl.
But
sorry, Sierra.
First comment we do have to address. Supposedly Spotify, you can do videos now.
Yeah.
So supposedly that's one of the things we have to look into eventually, where we can get our video not only on YouTube but on Spotify as well.
Yeah, we definitely need to incorporate that.
Which we already have the file. Yeah, we're going to look into it because she was saying that, like, you know, if she uses Spotify as a main sort of outlet.
I believe, we can talk about more about this after, but there is actually an upload video file.
So we got to look into that. Because, you know, people can actually, she was telling me that the way that she listens to the podcast is she'll put it up on her TV, but she uses Spotify.
I can't believe she still listens after all this. That's so sweet. Ciara, love thank you. And I'm sorry that I had to do that song. It just every time I hear that name, I just gotta rock it, don't stop it. Everybody play on the floor.
And
with the body up, we got to fit it on.
So the second part.
1-2 step. Get it? Because it's first and second.
So I get the second part is
she
messaged me while she was listening to last week's episode, and she said, "I feel personally discriminated against."
Oh God!
Because she is currently staying at home.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Are you okay? You know what, Sierra?
What?
You're a longtime fan, and I appreciate you, and I love you. I really do. But you know what? This is nothing against you, because you're good people, and you are not like the ones that are staying home. And you heard what I talked about last week. That woman was vile and vicious. You're not like that. Don't compare yourself to her. You're better.
She's actually starting her own business, so that's why she's at home. She's not working because of that.
So don't feel the discrimination.
She's not doing it by full choice. You know, she's working on stuff. So, you know, shout out to you, Sierra.
I'm trying to avoid the whole court process. I ain't trying to see no papers from you, okay? I'm too many episodes deep to get a lawsuit already, okay?
Just wanted to quickly address that. Fine. I thought that was funny.
That is hilarious.
Thank you, Sierra.
Thank you for that. That was hilarious. That made my day.
But let's jump right into it.
All right. So let's speaking about offending people. Let's talk about women in general entirely, actually.
I don't condone whatever Carlos is about to say.
All right, cue the disclaimer.
In the next hour.
This is a message from the blank, mostly Ryan, that he does not condone any messages that Carlos is about to spew. All right, did he do it? Did he do it?
So for those who live under the rock, because even rock? I knew about this kind of stuff.
Who live under the rock? Because if you live under the rock, that's a whole lot of muscle.
I'm sure a lot of people would love to live under the rock.
Why?
What do you mean?
He's a massive human being. You don't want like
you don't think people find that dude like attractive?
But that muscular?
100% people.
That's
would love
crazy.
That. People would love.
You think
that.
So?
Love that.
No, that's a lot of muscle. 110%. I don't know about that. That's a whole lot of man. He's a unit.
Yeah. He's an actual unit. He could be considered a unit in itself.
Yeah, that's an air conditioner right there. A big ass air conditioner for detached homes.
He's a muscly fridge.
Yeah. What the dude? And you want to live under that? That poor wife of his waking up every morning like, oh baby, you smell what the rock is cooking? No.
Hey. Hey. Speaking of wrestling though.
The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
But for those who don't know, you know, Diddy's getting into Puff Daddy, aka Puff Daddy, aka Sean Combs. Sean Combs?
Love, yep.
A.K.A.
Love.
Love?
That was one of his nicknames.
Really interesting.
Mm-hmm. P. Diddy.
A.K.A. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Bad Boy.
Yeah.
You know, not as a whole, but part of Bad Boy.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Get down.
Take that.
Yeah.
It's probably what he said to his alleged victims.
Yeah.
But
the person that somewhat created the base of the Cambodian breast milk epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about that one.
No, I mean, I'm pretty happy about that one. continuously says invented the remix.
Yes. That's huge, actually. That is a big thing. That's a big deal.
It's a pretty big incorporation in music, so. But Diddy got the federales at his home.
That's
what
wild.
Was it? Wednesday?
I think it was Wednesday.
Just yesterday. Mm-hmm. Whew! That's big.
It's tough to say that anything again because it's like, man, so unexpected.
It is a pretty listen.
Yeah,
I just want to say this. I'm not saying he did anything, but my thing is, if the feds bring out all that ish, you know they got a case on you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just do that for just a we feel like.
No.
They must have a deep case on you, and you must be guilty of something.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah, you know, so if it ain't the sex trafficking, there is something going on there.
It's so crazy because it just literally came out. Like, there was the Cassie thing first, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, like, you know,
abuse. And that in itself was pretty wild.
It was wild. You know, you didn't expect that. The news story
is that, like, I don't even know if they mentioned it. Apparently, he blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane. That's straight out of a Godfather flick.
That's a Godfather flick. Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I would that's not be insane. Surprised. Did he pay him back for it, you think?
Cudi? I don't know.
If Puff Daddy's like, I'm going to blow your car up.
I'm going to blow your car
up. But then here's a check for $300,000.
Yeah, you can get yourself a new one.
Yeah. Just because I can. God. Just because I can.
And so, like, yeah, that in itself is crazy. Now there's allegations of drug trafficking and sex trafficking.
Yeah. Like some pedophilia shit, no, too, right? Yeah. Like the Weinstein kind of stuff or Epstein level-esque stuff, which is absolutely crazy.
Nuts.
You know, like, and it the thing about it's like, you know, from us being hip-hop lovers our whole lives and then like R&B lovers and like Mariah and like Mace and like Jadakiss and like all the big guys that actually like was on the East Coast doing music for them at the time, like Biggie, all that kind of stuff. We were like big fans of. And then all of a sudden, this happened. You know what I mean? 30 years later.
I just want to say to some of all you celebrities, you're making it tough to get your merchandise now. I have a freaking Biggie shirt that I love to death and now I can't even wear it because Puff Daddy's on it.
Crazy.
No, I can't wear that shit.
Yeah.
Come on. You
actually can't.
I can't now. I love that shirt. It's one of my favorite shirts.
Yeah. You can still rock it. It'd just be weird.
Fine. Let them question me.
You're kind of weird.
I don't care. I'm doing it for Biggie, not for Puff Daddy. Yeah. I'll put an X on
him. Yeah, you can do an X.
Yeah.
That's actually smart.
Yeah. And like, who is that? That's none of your damn business. Yeah. It's none of your concern.
Don't worry.
And now I can't even listen to music? You mean to tell me I can't bump Mo Money, Mo Problems anymore?
This is R. Kelly all over again. R. Kelly all over again.
That's so unfortunate. That's so unfortunate.
It's a big deal, man.
Oh, man.
Like, as soon as it all kind of stems out and all the stuff gets released in the media and, like, in society, like, man, it's going to be one of those, like, crazy, crazy things where he's going to get canceled like P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, you know? Absolutely wild.
Damn.
All of, like, the making the band.
Do you think we can still listen to the Honey remix by Mariah Carey?
I don't know.
Damn.
I just don't know anymore, man. Not in this lifetime.
Man, who isn't guilty anymore, man?
I'm not.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. I just went to his bedroom, y'all. Y'all should have seen the kind of legal issues in there. But, man. What celebrity hasn't done anything guilty, though? You know? All right. So what? So you did a little bit of sexual assault. Big deal. Here's the deal, folks. Let's make 2024 the year of forgiving. You know, let bygones be bygones. Let's wipe the slate clean and move on. That's my thing. Folks, I have too many Diddy songs on my goddamn phone. I just don't want to. Do you know how many songs he's, you know, he produced one of Birdie Boy's albums? And I love that album.
Oh, wow.
And now I can't listen to that ish, too?
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Come on, man. Ugh. This is so hard.
It's tough. It's crazy, man. Like, I know.
Do you think we can't even listen to Peaches and Cream anymore?
Some people are probably feeling like we're overreacting a bit, but like, Diddy's such a big.
He's a pretty big
name. He's literally a stud, like a star.
He's
you know, like on that level, he's an icon. Exactly,
he literally is an icon
on that level. You know what I mean? And like, for those who don't know, you know, maybe individual P. Diddy songs or like stuff that he's made in his life, but he's had an influence on music that you probably listen to as of today.
He's started for it. Yeah. I mean, Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up Usher.
Yep.
Mary J. Blige.
Yep.
That's just those three names alone will just
Hard hitters. Yeah, life. They're literally like arguably the greatest of all time, and some of their, you know,
I mean,
set standards kind of thing. Are there like categories, right? So.
That's a crazy time, man.
But so
Young Jeezy.
Jeezy, yeah. Danity Kane, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What's another one? The band one. Yeah, the band. Yeah, man. Like just a lot of stuff. Like
B5. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wasn't B2K on them as well?
I don't think
They probably had like a song under
there. Yeah, the Bum Bum Bum.
Yeah, he was on that.
Written by R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a, so yeah, that song.
We only can speak about one.
If you couldn't listen canceled, to it before.
One canceled artist at a time, Carlos. Yeah.
Sorry. Well, if you couldn't listen to it before, you damn sure I can't listen to it now.
That's like,
that is canceled. Like, wipe off the damn playlist for sure, for sure, for sure.
But yeah.
Oh.
So what are your thoughts? What are your like overall thoughts?
I mean, again, these are allegations. We don't know for sure. Although the feds coming to your places are pretty bad. Okay, yeah. Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad. So if again, sexual assault, we don't know, but drug trafficking, that apparently he was accused of that too, but
I wouldn't be surprised about that.
I mean,
he's got that much money.
Yeah, big deal. You know, you produce music. If music's slow at some point, you got to move some drugs. Yeah, big deal.
I feel like it's just part of being in that like status. Drugs just happen to get involved somehow. You know?
Just, if it makes money, then they see dollar signs. You got to do it. You know, the home, those homes ain't cheap.
Like, he definitely
got two homes raided on Wednesday.
Yeah, he doesn't need the money from drugs, I'm sure. But like, people just seem to do it when they get to that.
Well, he's also very famous for like stealing from his art, like making lots of money off their artists and not paying them much. Like, he has a really big history about that. And yeah, those artists now are probably like,
yeah. Or there's probably going to be a bunch of stories that come out.
Survive. 50 Cent is producing a show, like a surviving R. Kelly-esque show for Diddy.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's called Diddy Do It.
Oh my God. Yeah. Is that true?
I swear to God.
Holy crap.
He's just like, 50
Cent's so funny, man. No, he just comes in.
His trolling levels are like second to none. Second to none. That's one dude I would never want to beef with if I'm a celebrity.
Funny, man. God. Honestly. Good for him.
Like,
gotta love 50.
Like, yeah, 50 is hilarious. He's a funny guy.
That would be another name if something happened to him that came out. Like on some shit that you'd be like,
that would disappoint me.
Like,
that would be like really funny. But I don't see him as that kind of guy because he seems like a
He's a G, man. Yeah, he's like an actual G.
Like he lived that street, shot 9 times, folks. Yeah. You know, that's oh boy. Well, yeah, folks. We'll keep our ears to the streets for that Diddy story, but. Let's move on to Kendrick Lamar. Did you hear the song?
I didn't hear the song, but I read the lyrics, which is pretty dope.
Ryan.
Who? I don't even know whose album is it. Whose album is it? Metro Boomin?
Ryan! Listen. What is with you? Why are you so out of touch with hip-hop nowadays?
Can't do it, man. Oh, it's not my thing anymore. I'm out here listening to, like, George Strait.
What?
And, you know, like, yeah.
Who are you? George Strait.
I don't know who I am anymore.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who I am anymore.
Yeah, you're like a whole new person now, man. What's with that?
It's a new place. Oh. New place, new me.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm going to hoe it up in this place.
Oh, no.
Come to my address. God. I'm giving it up for free.
Gross. Gross.
There's somebody knocking on the door right
just
now.
It's like, hey, everyone say George Strait? Did someone just say George Strait?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, but I saw the lyrics.
Yeah.
Lyrics were dope.
He went at him.
First person shooter. Like,
I think it's a good sign for hip hop. I think it's something that's talked about in hip hop in a very long time. And it's nice. I mean, the verse was all right. It was okay. You know, it wasn't like a diss.
The bars.
Yeah. It was more like, you know what? No. This is my issue.
Yeah.
I run this.
But he's done that before.
He has. He's done that before. What's the name of that track way back when? He has. But, you know, this is more like a no.
Yeah.
His competitors are because the whole situation was J. Cole rapped that. Is it who's the big three? Kendrick, Drake, or me?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kendrick says, nah, there's no big three. It's big me.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
Yeah, large, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Drake, as we all know, is sensitive to all the talky-talk, and he addressed it during the concert, saying, you know what? No, I don't care what anyone says. I'm just going to keep my head high. And
Drake.
Yeah, only Drake. it's only going to get petty from here, and I'm all for it.
Well, I don't. Do you actually think it's like feelings? I think it's more like just causing a little bit of drama for fun, kind of.
No,
thing.
Drake is definitely in his feelings. He doesn't think so. Often.
I don't know, man.
Dude, let me show you. Let me tell you one of the most pettiest things I've seen him do. I've seen a dude comment under his one of his Instagram pictures, and Drake goes, you know what, bro? I won't say too much, but I'll let my actions speak. The guy, Drake, ends up following the dude's wife on Instagram and DMs him simply because of a little comment that the guy made.
That's so funny.
That's petty. That is petty at its finest.
Yeah. Then he dropped his nudie.
Yeah. And then she just looked at.
Yep. Like, and then they got divorced.
I want a divorce. Yeah. I want the divorce. I want. She got just hypnotized by the picture. Just
that's so
funny.
I want
a divorce, and
that's
he
it.
He goes, "What about the kids? F them kids. They're yours now. I have this. And, I will
you
make
see
new,
my
I will,
DMs yeah, at the moment.
I will make new babies with this. So."
Oh my god, man. That's 100%. So
100%. That's what happened.
That's so funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, no, I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see what J. Cole comes out with.
That'd be
J.
nice. Cole's his album's coming out. He's releasing little snippets.
Okay. Fall off or something like that. Yeah. Is there an estimated date for that?
I don't think so. Not at the moment, but he's releasing snippets of songs from. There's like one advertisement he did where if you call the phone number, you will get the rest of the snippet.
Oh,
like
that's
the
dope.
The song. I'm like, oh, that's a cool.
Yeah, he's advert. Definitely. I hope he's scheming in a sense where he just drops one track like right before the album drops. Or even if he works on his album, drops the album does well because I'm sure it will.
Yes.
And then drops a diss track.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I
he'll
feel
probably
like.
Do a freestyle and address
it. Yeah. I feel like a lot of like Kendrick stuff, like I know there was this whole kind of era of people being like, oh, Kendrick's not the same Kendrick from Dare. Is it Dare?
Dare?
Which one's for his first album? The one with like the four words? You know the one we made like at a meme of you at?
Oh, Damn.
Damn. Sorry, Damn.
Dare.
Dare. I was thinking Dare.
You and your drugs straight.
But that, yeah, Damn. And he hasn't been like as good since in that latest album that he came out with. Like, it was good.
It was good.
I actually listened to that album, funny enough.
And
it was good. It was a good album. Wow. I didn't listen to it the second time, but it was good.
Of course you did.
And then people were saying, like, oh, Kendrick's not as great anymore. Mm-hmm. He's not making the greatest music. So I'm sure that this had something to do with it. Was like, no, like, I'm still here. Mm. I'm still lying.
You think people didn't? I enjoyed it very much. I thought it was a great album.
I just don't think people were talking about Kendrick as much as they were when Damn was out. Mm. You know what I mean? In comparison.
Fair enough.
And, like, maybe it was because it's the length in between albums or he wasn't coming up with new stuff. But I feel like at least from like the Reddit posts and like the hip hop posts that I've been like watching and reading, you know, they're saying like all Kendrick's like, yeah, it was a good album, but it wasn't like what we, you know, fully wanted or it wasn't on Damn's level kind of thing. So interesting thought. So I'm thinking that Kendrick came out and was like, no, I'm actually still God. In that sense, that's why that little verse, like I didn't even listen to the verse,
you're
but I read
still
the lyrics.
God, and you're talking like that on Easter weekend, Kendrick, blasphemer.
Crazy, man. Crazy. But I'm excited. I think J. Cole is going to come out and kill him.
Oh, I think J. Cole is easily the best lyricist of all three. That's my opinion. If you all want to fight about it, you see me. See me.
He's scary, man. He's actually scary.
J. Cole's a beast. All right. Yeah. But yeah, for all you commenters are trying to say, oh, no, Kendrick's better, Drake better. Fight me. I don't care. I got a lawsuit from a friend already, so I don't care. I'm going to read you a statement.
Love it.
You ready? Here we go. You can guess who it's by as I read it. Everyone knows I washed Kendrick on No More Parties in LA. Everyone knows I washed Drake at the Free Hoover concert. Everyone knows I brought Adidas into the culture and I took them out. Everyone knows Lada Demna Virgil, Jerry, Kim, all worked for me. I made Yeezus, Dark Fantasy, Pablo, Graduation, Throne, 808s. I made Runaway, Devil in a New Dress, Father Stretch. I'm the only person to come back to number one after cancellation. There is only one GOAT. I stand by me. My friends call me EA.
So he came out Was that Jay-Z?
We'll be right back after this commercial break, y'all. Because I can't today. No, I can't today. Not today. Not today.
Wait, so Jay-Z said that?
Oh, God's sick.
But, so he came out and said that after this whole thing's been going on.
Yeah, just said it. He just said it. I have no clue if it has anything to do with the beef thing.
Like, why would he say it if it wasn't because of this? You know what I mean? Now, like, people are kind of being like, who's great? Mm. You know, I think that it's funny how he comes out and does that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like the Virgil comment, though.
Ooh.
He's dead. Ooh. And then he came out and said, like, he works for me kind of thing. Mm. I don't like that.
Ooh.
I'm not a fan of that.
Uh-oh.
That wasn't Ryan,
getting a little fendi.
Well, it's like, it's weird. It's Virgil's dead, and it's not like he like spit on Kanye's name or anything like that. Right. Like, yeah, like they did big things together.
Very good friends.
Like good friends, and that, but like you don't come out and say like, oh, these guys work for me. Mm-hmm. Like you can say that maybe about his ex-wife because you're mad and all that kind of shit, even though you shouldn't be saying it, but like that's not cool. I don't think that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Yeah, I guess it was after the whole. I don't know. Yeah, because I was wondering myself. I'm like, what the hell is?
Yeah. Sorry for all the music talk in this first half.
No,
it's just.
Don't apologize. They need to know.
I know like, a lot of
George Strait comment. We need to blacken this thing up because this is getting ridiculous. Are you kidding?
You look so good in love.
I love it. After this commercial break, we'll have another host because I can't today. I am fed up. But yes.
So, what do you think about that? What do you think of the Yay comment?
I mean, that first part, I guess that's true. He did have the better verse in that song, No More Parties in LA. That concert thing, I agree 110%. Kanye destroyed. It wasn't even close in terms of performance. Like, Kanye washed it. I don't know if you watched it, but dude, it was the fundraiser? The thing on Amazon, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of performance, Kanye obliterated Drake. It was a landslide victory. Like, I know it wasn't a versus and it was supposed to be like a fundraiser just to perform and stuff, but.
I thought Drake did a good job with his covers.
But Kanye was. I think Drake lost when Kanye performed Find Your Love.
Yeah. That was huge.
That was like a damn. Yeah, there's no coming back from that, buddy. Like, he listed all of his accolades, and you got to admit, that's a pretty impressive resume.
Can't argue.
But I don't know if he's the GOAT. I think he's not the GOAT rapper. I think there's much better rappers than Kanye. I think in terms of what he means to the culture, Kanye is an icon regardless of how you feel about him. There's no question or debate. His influence in music and art and fashion is second to none. It's
huge.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you can hate him all you want. You can call him whatever you want, but you cannot deny the man's accolades. He speaks it and people are mad about it, but he doesn't have to say a damn thing. And like, you have to accept that. He is I'm gonna say it, there would be no Drake if there was no Kanye West. And even Drake, although he's probably in his ego mood since the whole thing, he probably won't say it. But yeah, there would be no Drake if there was no Kanye West.
Yeah,
and that's a fact. You can at me all you want, but that's my opinion. But yeah, I was just confused as to where the hell this all came from. Like, why is he involving himself in this?
If he put it out in the last, like, since the
it was Metro 4 Boomin's, hours ago.
Okay, so then yeah, Metro Boomin. If Metro Boomin's album came out what 2 weeks ago, a week ago,
last week.
So then all this new talk about hip hop and all that kind of stuff. It's definitely that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, definitely I guess everyone's trying to involve. But I think it's good for hip-hop, you know? Yeah. I think it's nice.
It's going to make it interesting.
I think so.
I find, like, hip-hop's, like, you know, it's under the radar. Yeah, and I think this might come up and,
you know, rise it up.
You know,
let
some
the lyricists rise again.
Some other people might come out of nowhere.
Lupe might even come up and be like, oh, hold on.
SLR.
Oh, dear God.
The SLR. Go listen to those. Those are actually nasty.
Well, I'm not going to lie. That first SLR, when he's like, what do you say? He's like, he's a two-man big pen, two-man big pun. A one-man slaughterhouse. That's very impressive. I give him that. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've reached the point. We'll be right back from a word from our sponsor. Like I said, we don't have one
yet. So welcome.
We're working on it.
Cheers. You know, with the new Ontario legislation that just changed, and came into effect.
Mm.
You know, we're not allowed to have celebrities in commercials anymore for sports betting.
That is true.
Well, I guess Ontario is breaking the law by having us promote FanDuel.
Boom. We back, baby. And you know what? I'm going to list a bet right now.
I got a free bonus bet.
Oh, yeah?
From MLB. And it worked out for me today.
Woo! You won $60?
$65, actually. All right.
Well, I actually listed a bet earlier myself, actually. I lost everything.
This is not going too well.
I bet so much money on that, too. I don't even watch women's basketball.
We're going to end it here.
Hey, you have a few bucks I can borrow?
Don't download FanDuel.
Bro, I'm literally down. Can you like help me out?
Don't download FanDuel.
Download it. No. Download. It's still fun. It's still fun, okay. Dude. Literally, I need to pay rent next month. Download FanDuel today, and obviously, you know, be safe gambling.
Yeah.
Or you can end up like me, possibly homeless. So seriously, about those few bucks.
We're going to end it here.
All right. Come on, man. Don't be weird. Don't be weird. Come on, those few bucks. Dude, there's a game tomorrow. I can win it all back.
All right, then. Welcome back.
We're back.
Hope you liked our sponsor from FanDuel. We're not getting paid by them, but go check FanDuel out. It's been pretty fun.
Sorry, I'm just piecing out some little updates on the whole Drake and Kendrick thing. So Drake's head of security is telling him to step up. But he won't.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, this beef just got serious. This beef is getting serious.
All right, so get off the music tip.
Fine. Let's move on.
We'll move on.
Fine.
Because I know not everyone wants to hear about the music tip.
Yes.
So there was a couple of things that I've been sending Carlos over the week just to kind of talk about. And if, Carlos, you have anything else, we can go over that.
You want to discuss the bridge?
Oh, yeah, definitely the bridge. Rest in peace to people out there.
Obviously. That's one of the most insane things I've seen.
Crazy.
Like, it wasn't like a whole bit of it. The whole thing went the whole down.
And, like, there was people on the bridge at the time, from my understanding, right? Like,
there was cars bridge. On the bridge,
active bridge.
And the boat shut down twice.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah. And once it regenerated the second time, there was, like, no saving it. Like, it could not be avoided.
They definitely need to, they need to fix or whoever screwed up there or whatever it is.
Mm.
Yeah, rest in peace to people who lost their lives. I'm pretty sure there's a death toll.
There was a bit,
passed away, right?
There was a few that passed away, yeah.
Yeah, well, imagine, like, dropping that much feet into water and then all of a sudden, like, steel and all that kind of stuff.
I believe people were on the boat, too.
Yeah.
Just crazy, crazy, crazy. Where was this?
Was it in Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Or Maryland or something like that? Good I think Lord. Somewhere in the States. I don't think it was in Canada.
No. It was definitely in the States. But I just didn't know where it happened. But damn. That was a wild video, man. I was like, whoa, everything dropped.
Catastrophe.
Unfortunate.
And that seems like a man-made or like a human-made error kind of thing. You know?
It's not like a
natural disaster.
Yeah, no, like it was just like it's like a free, like I want to say a freak accident, but at the same time, that 100% could have been avoided.
Yep. Something happened.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What the hell? Yeah, I hope the investigators do their job and figure that out because they need to get to the bottom of things.
Those things are usually like a really long investigation. And then,
we're probably not going to hear anything. Yeah,
for at least a couple of years. Yeah. But we'll see. Yeah, but rest in peace if people happen to lose their lives for that. That's an absolutely tragic part in human.
Russia.
Yeah. Russia. Yes, that was another one.
Mental
rest in peace to everybody.
How many? 4 people, I believe, passed and 100 were injured.
100 injured. Yeah.
And that ISIS apparently took the responsibility. But, okay, here's the deal. ISIS, I understand. They felt like they were untouchable for a long time. They took responsibility for a few things in the past. You, okay, hypothetically, let's say I'm a terrorist. I want to take over an area. You know, I want to, you know, cause havoc in a certain country. Top three countries that I would not go to, Russia would be all three of them.
Yes, and the top 10.
Yeah,
yeah.
Top 10.
Russia, and you just keep going.
That's just me. Just me and my logical thinking, knowing Russia, like the little you know about Russia, the more you know you should not mess with them. Yeah. So like, and plus, you guys truly thought what you guys committed, you guys were going to escape Russia and get away clean. Every single person that committed the acts were caught.
Yeah.
Believe all four. Yeah. And
That's not where it ended.
No, folks. They weren't just arrested and we were waiting trial. Oh, no, folks. They got it.
They got it bad.
Their diddlies got diddly.
Yeah. You got it bad.
Yeah. No Usher.
Yeah.
You got it bad.
Well, we're like, and I know, you know, a little bit tough to talk about for some people, but what was some of the things that was said about what happened to them? Because I didn't read too much into it.
I believe waterboarding.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Apparently, because I'm hearing that waterboarding is the worst form of torture that you can receive.
Definitely.
Because it feels like you're drowning, but technically you're not.
Yeah. They literally have your life in their hands. Yeah. You know what I mean? To have like a wet.
A wet, it's like a towel. They just like pour just it.
Pouring water.
It's essentially like you're endlessly drowning, but you can't like die from it. It's constant choking
because your body's trying to save itself.
Yeah,
at that point you can't even just kind of like, well, I haven't heard of it, but like I don't think you can ever just shut yourself off.
No,
like, your body's trying to naturally
save
itself, but then you're being waterboarded.
Mm-hmm. Like, so they're forcing you in a drowning scenario.
Scary.
Yeah,
like
that's but the worst I know for a fact happened was they put the plastic over the head to choke him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a talk of electrocuting testicles.
Wow. That's bad.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah. I mean, in the U.S., they probably would have arrested you and kept it in a cell. But when you mess with Russia, all that ish goes out the window. There's no such thing as, human rights and all that stuff. It's Russia rules only, and that's a hardcore match you do not want to enter. Yeah,
no.
Okay? You're going to find out quick that you are not Mick Foley enough to handle whatever hardcore stuff they got ready for you.
Like, if you saw the pictures of the guys after the fact,
they looked terrible. They'd seen ish.
Like, some the of the worst
swollen
kind of
faces.
Stuff. Yeah. Did they get like a testimony from the guys yet?
No. They haven't went to court yet.
It's like, we're not going to let you speak.
No.
It's like, we're literally just
going to any testimonies you got to say, you're going to say it during this process.
Yeah.
Wow. That is like
terrible.
Huh. Folks, let the lesson be learned that ISIS, you done goofed. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Those guys 110% snitched.
Definitely.
100%.
There's no way you can hold it back.
Yeah, like, they're going to find your headquarters now.
No dream.
Russia will not let this slide.
No dream that you promised that these guys that you were going to give them
can
be on par of what they got in that Russia.
It's a no-no. Bro, even Allah is on the sky, is watching just like, hey, bro, even I wouldn't have touched that. That's great. Y'all are crazy.
God.
That is mental, bro. I don't know whose idea in the marketing department in ISIS was for that, all that, but you's definitely getting fired.
Yeah.
Because you just blew up your whole corporation, and now Russia is finna smoke you, nuke you, and embarrass you.
It'd be pretty crazy it's going to be interesting to see how they respond.
Absolutely.
Like, Russia's definitely going to respond.
Oh,
I would think.
They're not going to take this down. Like, bro, the whole Ukraine thing is even insane in itself. I think they're just taking it lighthearted with Ukraine, considering whatever the hell happened is going on, which is intense.
Yeah.
But this ish?
This is going to be bad.
Oh. Oh. Well.
Just going to, like, have a pissing contest with this.
Yeah, all you terrorists out there, take notes. Wipe Russia off your list right now. Because
no joke.
Mm mm. Lord have mercy. Yeah. That's all I got to say. Yeah, you know what? ISIS, you're on some people's kids.
Yeah.
We are doomed
on this show, yeah, though.
I didn't think that we were going to have a terrorist organization on our list, but...
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Because, I mean, considering that all the lives were lost and all that stuff, but just idiotic. Idiotic. You don't do it.
Putin is not going to let this slide.
You guys are screwed.
Yeah. No one's going to back them up. That's a crazy thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know any other, like, government organizations that will back up ISIS. ISIS can't just go to, like...
They're doomed.
They just can't go to, like, Sweden and be like, Sweden, get in this.
Yo, help us, man. Let me tag you in. Yo, come on, man.
Let me tag you in.
They're just like, you know what? I'm going to just head back to the back. Y'all enjoy your match, though.
They're screwed, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely screwed.
Yeah, you ain't winning this. You ain't got the enough nukes, man. Your arms are too short to box with God on this one. So, good luck, folks. All y'all ISIS folks, man, I'm pretty sure their resignation inbox is probably stacking up like crazy right now.
Oh, man, this was fun and all. Yeah. But, you know, we good.
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I appreciate it. The benefits are great. But you know what? Working at an office doesn't sound so bad right now. You know what I mean? So, oh, boy. All right. You sent me stuff this week to talk about.
So the first thing I was talking about, and then it's kind of like an end of it. Oh, no, the first thing was the ice bath dates.
Yeah.
So that thing. So just to give it a quick, you know, we don't have to talk too much about it, but I thought it was really interesting. You know, with the whole dating scene going on and how people say that dating's, you know, been tough, especially in the last like bit of time. After COVID, people are a little bit more enclosed, you know, maybe not open to meeting people. So a company out in LA, I don't exactly remember what company they're called, but what they do is they hold events and they do an ice bath dating event where it's almost like speed dating, but you do an ice bath with the other person. So you get into a tub, you have 3 minutes to sit in the tub, and then they give you a set of questions that you can ask that person to be able to, like, you know, try to make a connection while you're ice bathing. And Carlos and I have had experience because the spa that we went to with, like, just cold plunging. But an ice bath for 3 minutes
is pretty wild.
Crazy. Yeah, I don't know how people would do it, but I thought it was really interesting.
How's the conversation even going to go? hi. My name is, my name is Steven. I'm from, oh my God, I'm from Orange County. Where about you? Where are you from?
Let me get out this bitch. Look at all this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then after the all those, so it's speed dating. So you're not, it's multiple. Yes. Yeah, so there's,
you go and then they have like, you know, probably like 10 or 20 different ice baths.
Dumbest idea.
You get in, they give you questions to ask that person. So you're not having to think because you're probably freezing. So then they just ask you questions and you see how you respond. And then at the end of it, they do the whole, you know, leave your email or leave your phone number kind of thing.
But here's the deal.
So, yeah.
I think it's a dumb idea, and you shouldn't do it, especially you live in a hot-ass place like Los Angeles where it's hot all around. You got, like, no winters. Y'all are not prepared for the ice baths. That's just me. I'm just saying, for those poor innocent guys, you go there, and God forbid you don't walk out with a number. So not only you are numberless and dateless, now you have hypothermia. Congratulations. All that talking, all that dating, and now what? You're in the hospital bed hoping to get goddamn heat in your body. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Just go to a normal speeding event where it's normal temperature. Why do ice, what does ice baths have to do with it?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
So you wouldn't go.
No,
wouldn't go.
Absolutely not. In cold, like, bro, what is this?
I would try it.
No.
I would try.
Multiple times?
Yeah.
For 3 minutes? Like 30 minutes?
Yeah. Total? I guess like you can like go in, get out, warm yourself up, and do it again.
No.
But I don't know.
No, that's not for me. Sorry. I ain't doing it. Never, ever. Yeah. All right. On to the next. You had also mentioned about the Manitoba premiere that apologizes to two men that were switched at birth.
Oh, that was crazy. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it's one of those like made for TV stories where it was like two people that got switched at birth at a hospital.
Yes.
And then
they grew up as each other.
They grew up as each other. And then it's funny because one of the guys actually thought he was Aboriginal this whole fucking time.
And it turns out.
And it turns out he was just white.
Damn.
So like.
But my 23andMe. I got my 23andMe and back and I was so disappointed.
It's crazy, man. Like, can you imagine that happening?
Do they get any money for that?
So the funny enough, I was reading on it and the Manitoba government hasn't come out and said that they're going to be giving any sort of compensation yet. But it is sort of like guessed that it's supposed to happen. But the crazy thing is one of the stats after the story, they said that that hospital is not the first time that that has happened at that hospital.
Oh, joy.
It's a small hospital in some small region of Manitoba.
Mm.
But it's happened, I think, two or three times before that.
100% same employee.
Somebody that doing it. Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, crazy.
That, yeah, so. that's expertise troll level right there. Just like, whoop, boop, boop. Aboriginal and white. Let's see how long they last. He was probably watching the news one day just like, oh, my God, it took them this long? Wow.
Yeah, man.
You know how many years I did that?
Yeah.
It's like, babe, I did that. I switched them.
Crazy, man.
That would have been a shitty ending to a movie, though. Just a premiere saying, whoops, sorry, guys. All right, yeah, next case. Right.
Next case.
That's it. That's all. Marineland.
Yeah, that's like an end of an era.
Yeah.
A good era that needed to be ended, yeah. I think.
And two whales just died just yesterday.
Have you been to Marineland?
I've been a few times when I was a kid, but I haven't been in ages, though.
I've been once.
That's it? Just once?
Just once.
Everyone loves Marineland.
It's crazy because if you're a millennial and you grew up in the 90s somewhat, or even probably like the 80s, you know about Marineland.
Yes.
And I don't know how popular it is nowadays with like children. It probably is.
I don't think it is, man. Or maybe it's probably like dying. It's dying a slow, painful death.
And then, like, it was a huge thing when we were younger. Like, Marineland, all the fucking dolphins. Like, whenever you get to touch a dolphin or a whale, you know, in Canada kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, huge deal. I think it was, like, Niagara Falls is where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, anytime everyone would go to, like, a Niagara Falls trip, it'd be like, oh, we're going to make a stop at Marineland or this and that. So, the end of an era, and I say that the era should be ended because it was terrible, terrible things what they were doing to those animals and like using them for entertainment in that sense.
Yes.
Plus, they had a fucking clown, an actual clown, which I hate clowns.
All right.
That's like doing the whole thing. Okay. So screw Marineland,
okay.
Man. I don't ever.
All right.
You want to shut get a refund.
You want to shut the place down because of clown. Is that where your clown fear came from Marineland?
It probably is.
Oh my God. That explains a lot.
When I was like, I think I was like 4, and then my mom took me.
Oh,
and then
dear God.
The clown was like, come up, because they were letting kids like come up and like touch like a dolphin nose kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a dolphin would come up and then hit your hand. So then I remember looking at the clown like, yeah, I'm not going up there.
Damn.
And my mom's like, no, you should go. I'm like, no.
No.
I think Kevin went up there. I was probably a little bit older then. But Kevin, I remember Kevin going up there, but I didn't.
Damn.
Shout out to Kevin.
So it stems from Marineland. So not only are you afraid of clowns, you're afraid of touching whales.
Yeah.
Whales and clowns.
Yeah.
Whales and clowns.
I'm good on
title
all
that. Of the episode.
Whales and clowns.
Whales and clowns. Whales and clowns. Damn. Wow. We looks like we got to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
So every time you must hear the Marineland song, it must drive you nuts.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
Traumatized.
Oh my God.
Never going back there ever again.
Well, I mean, now it's not won't be a problem. All right. Yeah. And the last thing you sent me here, I'm going to read out the headline and then we'll discuss it in detail. Researchers uncover pornification trend among female streamers on Twitch. Women are more frequently and intensely self-sexualizing than men, hinting at a broader pattern of pornification in digital content to lure audiences. And to that, my answer is simple. Duh. Bro, have you seen these streamers? Of course.
Yeah. They make a lot
like
of money.
Boobs out and all that. Like, come on. Like push up bras and everything, tight ass pants with the bundas.
A lot of money.
But they make moolah.
Yeah. There's a lot of money being transferred through Twitch.
Simply just from them dressing sexy and playing video games.
Yeah. It's crazy because like it's such a big thing. And like we've talked about like OnlyFans in the past on the episode. And like we talked about like, you know, content like IG models and all that kind of stuff. But like Twitch streaming, so actually streaming like your life or like you just kind of like sitting in a hot tub or something like that, is been getting popular, I find. Even on Twitch, like I go onto Twitch and like your recommended feed or like the most viewed feed at that point in time happens to be like some girl sitting there like in a hot tub or something like that, right? And then I've actually, like, personally, and I hate to admit this, but I've actually clicked on those feeds to see exactly what the hell they're doing. No, but, and then you see the chat, like, just guys being super horny, being like, oh my God, like, shake your butt, or like, I'll donate $5 if you do this, or something like that.
How many of those comments were yours?
Pretty much all of them.
Oh, boy.
And I have donated 2-3 paychecks
oh,
by now.
Oh my God. All right.
But it's crazy to think that, like, content and, you know, we've always known this is one of the oldest, like, rules in the book that sex sells. Carl said it, you know, best.
That's true.
But it's the new sort of wave and exactly how sex sells. And it's being, like, streamed and, like, OnlyFans and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, yet again, I know that we've spoken about this in the past, but it's really interesting now that, like, studies are coming out and showing the numbers of exactly how many women are choosing to do this now. To be able to make the dollar kind of thing. So I thought that was extremely interesting. You know, I don't condone it. I don't support it in my own, but I don't, like, if they want to do that, then that's them. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. So, yeah, you got to make your money, I guess. I don't know. Something like that. When are we doing a hot tub stream, Carlos? When are we doing a hot tub podcast?
Anywho, moving on. That was absolute ridiculous suggestion. Shame on you. That is gross. That is gross. While women were watching? Are you insane?
I don't see nothing wrong.
You, well, that's your problem.
I'm pretty sure.
And why do you keep referencing that goddamn man?
I don't see nothing wrong.
Oh, my God. All right. There's a video going around of a Toronto man who ordered a pizza.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
He gave him a tip. No sexualization involved whatsoever, folks.
So the guy gave the pizza delivery a tip.
And but the guy then wanted to change back instead.
Ooh.
And so...
Oh, wait. Wait, so the guy who ordered the pizza gave the tip? I saw he gave him the tip. So he gave him $3.
Yeah.
Or he gave him whatever amount.
Yes, I believe it was $2.
$2.
So he and gave the guy wanted change back. Over $2.
I'm sorry. You gotta clarify this for me.
He ordered the pizza.
He ordered the pizza.
He gave the tip. I believe like $2. And he wanted like, I think, $1 back.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. So what do you think about that?
Folks, here's the deal. If you're gonna, if you are so down bad that you need money back for a tip... Why'd you order it in the first place?
Yeah.
And also, hear me out, folks. If you're arguing with a guy, if you're in any argument, regardless if you're right or wrong, stop recording.
Yeah.
All right?
Don't record it.
Yeah. What are you doing?
That just seems like super petty.
Like it's... You that video is an example of why people think they're right all the goddamn time. Yeah. In this one, you were wrong, sir. I heard the Toronto accent and I instantly knew Toronto. That's a Toronto mandem right there. And it sounded forced. So I'm like, this dude does not talk like that 100%.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Definitely not.
You are not about that life, sir. He lives in, he lives near, what's the Ganyan Square called now? It's not called, is it still called the Square? Sankofa Square. You live near there, sir. All right. You're not about that life, cuzzo. But still, folks. What are we doing? All right. Do we have to record every little thing that goes on? Every problem that goes on? Do we have to record everything now? You need proof. You're not going to go to court over a goddamn tip. So why'd you record it?
It's embarrassing for that dude to put
But the delivery dude is probably embarrassed.
Like he thought, like the guy who ordered the pizza thought he was in the right.
Yeah. But
like,
and he wasn't.
Yeah. He wasn't whatsoever.
Not at all. Like you're an idiot.
Look at all the Reddit post comments.
They completely ripped him apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
My man.
You're recording yourself, making yourself look cheap.
Yeah. That's literally it.
It's like, yo, you could be cheap, just don't record
just
that
don't
shit.
Record yourself.
Man, don't do that.
Yeah, if you're going to be cheap, whatever. That's your life.
That's baiting himself out.
Yeah, man. But you just bait out your scene.
Not good.
No. Not you're good. An idiot. Like, congratulations. You played yourself. Now you look like a fool and everyone on the internet's roasting you. Yeah. But hey, at least you felt you were in the right. And that's always, that's a you problem now. But you know what? If you feel you're right, always go in for what you think. All right, pal? Rooting for you, buddy. Yeah. Go get him, champ.
Super weird.
Idiot. You're going on some people's kids, too. You can sit beside ISIS.
He definitely
is. Effing moron. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, this pissed me off. I'm going to read you the headline. The city of Toronto is considering a rain tax on residents. The larger your property, the higher your tax because it deflects more rain towards sewers. I'll be moving to the one of the three territories of Canada.
Yeah, that is
Stupid. That is stupid.
Yes.
That is absolutely stupid.
Yes.
But I mean, if for some reason that gets more houses, more affordable houses, but still, that's pretty stupid.
That's like that tax just seems like it had to be made up. You know what I mean?
They're running out of things to tax us on now.
Like a rain tax, like all the sewers get more used by the rain.
Because of how big your roof is.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I'm like, what? This has to be like a prank.
Like they're going to square footage your roof and be like, you have to pay this every month.
Whenever it rains, the sewers are affected. All right. Yeah. You're killing the sewers, dude. You're killing the sewer.
That's actually really sad.
That's dumb. Yeah. We have fallen. Like, bro, if that's not a signification that we are going down bad, along with me not able to pronounce signification, the country is we're going down in flames. All right, we're going down, y'all. Rain taxes is gonna kill us all.
Yeah, like why don't they just raise property tax? Like they already did. They already did it.
Good idea.
They did it a couple months
ago. That's a smart idea.
But if they are going to do something like that, like you don't call it a rain tax and then do that. Just be like, yes, we just raised property tax. The way they're probably looking at it, we just raised property tax. Yeah. We don't want to raise it again, but we need to tax them somehow. So we're going to do this. Yeah, not smart.
Not smart at all, but hey.
Not smart.
You don't work for government, so what do you know? You're just an idiot.
I'm just an idiot on a podcast. Yeah,
you're just an idiot on a podcast. What do you know? Yeah, what does your opinion matter?
Listening to George Strait.
You know your Justin Trudeau's free vacation in Jamaica with his ex-wife cost the taxpayers. Actually, guess how much it cost us.
$100,000.
$234,000.
Ooh, my God.
Up nearly 50% from his previous vacation.
Oh my God.
Listen, folks. I've heard of vacations being expensive. I heard Jamaica.
We've been on expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Vacations. For us, I mean, our budget. I've never been to Jamaica, but I would love to go one day. But if it ever cost me $200,000 to visit Jamaica, excuse my French, they can go fuck themselves. I ain't going to Jamaica for $200,000 just for me and my wife.
We need an island in Jamaica
to ourselves.
If something,
I've never heard of a resort that costs $200,000 to go to.
Yeah,
that is insane.
Yeah,
true. And the fact that we had to, you Canadian viewers had to pay for that out of our money. Imagine working all those hours and just to hear that some of that money went to this dude and his wife's vacation. Oh.
Our South Korean listeners laughing at us.
Yeah, they're just like laughing at you, like, oh, I can't believe it. Oh. Yeah. Sad times, folks.
That is wild.
That is mental. That's a lot of money. That's too much money. What the hell? What do you do? What do you do on a vacation for $200,000? You know how much, what is there to do?
You know how much like food we could be feeding people with $200,000?
Right?
I get it, Trudeau. You deserve a you deserve a vacation.
But why are we paying for it?
I can definitely say that. But that much, you know what I mean?
Is insane.
Insane in the membrane.
What vacation would ever need to cost that much?
That is wild.
Nothing. There's no place. Even Dubai, I know, wouldn't have to cost that much. Come on, man.
Oh, ridiculous. It's like sports betting out there.
Yeah, man. But yeah, about that commercial thing, I'm really down bad. Can you like, you know, fine. We'll talk about it after. We'll talk about it after. All right. That's it for this week's episode, y'all. Yeah.
It was a lot. There's a lot of content.
A lot of content to discuss, but we got through it.
Yeah.
If y'all have thoughts and opinions, y'all know where to hit us up. We're on the Instas, the YouTubes. Spotify, YouTube coming, or Spotify video coming soon. We're working on it.
Yep.
Baby steps, baby. Baby steps. We'll get there. But on that note, hope everyone has a great long weekend. Yep, enjoy yourselves. Y'all earned it. Y'all deserve it. Have fun. And on that note, I is Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Tune in every Thursday night, Friday mornings for all you Friday morning podcast listeners. And as always, folks, don't forget to feel it in. Damn, I think that was the longest I've been.
That was good.
Thank you.
Peace, everybody.
Bye.